Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Monday, November 15th, 2021. Futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly firmer levels in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are narrowly mixed in early trade. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields around 3 basis points lower at 1.54%. The dollar is slightly lower following recent gains. Oil is down. Gold is softer. Industrial metals are lower. And cryptocurrencies are higher. Heading into the new week, the market's focus remains on inflation and the broader policy debate. After last week's spike in US and China prices, updates from the UK and Eurozone are due on Wednesday this week. Meanwhile, rising inflation and yield curve dynamics are fueling concerns about a policy mistake in either direction. And the recent rate backup is playing into long-standing concerns over valuations. At the same time, bullish drivers for stocks continue to revolve around strong earnings, resilient corporate and consumer demand, and still supportive financial conditions. In the headlines, House Democrats are aiming to pass a $1.75 trillion social spending and climate passage this week, with the Wall Street Journal reporting that Speaker Pelosi appears to have enough votes to secure its passage. A group of moderates had committed to voting on the bill this week, provided its Congressional Budget Office score lined up with the administration's projections. Legislation is expected to face challenges in the Senate, where Manchin has opposed the inclusion of paid leave and expressed concerns about inflation. Other provisions such as immigration may also be stripped out. In other news, the White House confirmed that President Biden will hold a virtual meeting with Xi Jinping today. The primary goal is aimed at easing tensions, with no specifics on the agenda. China's foreign ministry said on Saturday that the leaders would exchange views on bilateral relations and issues of common interests. A senior U.S. official told Reuters that Biden would make clear he welcomes stiff competition with China but doesn't want conflict, and played down the likelihood of a long list of outcomes often tied to top-level meetings. And elsewhere, COP26 climate talks ended with agreement on measures to boost action on reducing emissions, but fell noticeably short on sensitive issues around fossil fuels amid last-minute pushback from India and China. On the macro front, the focus overnight was on the latest monthly activity data from China. Retail sales and industrial production were better than expected. However, fixed asset investment growth missed expectations and housing prices contracted. Elsewhere, Japan GDP was markedly weaker than expected, which comes as Prime Minister Kishida readies a stimulus plan this week to boost growth. It's a light macro calendar today in Europe. The attention is on a testimony by ECB President Lagarde to lawmakers during the European morning. A Bloomberg poll of economists expects the Bank of England to hike in December, while another survey also sees euro area inflation faster than previously thought over the next year before slipping in 2023. It will also be a light day on the US macro calendar, with only Empire Manufacturing due to be released. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that American Tower is nearing a deal to acquire CoreSite Realty for around $10 billion in an all-cash deal. The Wall Street Journal reported that activist investor Mantle Ridge has taken a $1.8 billion stake in Dollar Tree. And Bloomberg reported that White House officials have discouraged a plan presented by Intel to boost chip production in China. Asian equities closed mixed overnight. Greater China was mixed, with Hong Kong slightly higher, but Shanghai, Shenzhen, and other major indices falling again. Japan markets closed higher on upbeat earnings. Australia closed a little higher, aided by a gain in its healthcare sector, while semiconductors were behind gains in South Korea and Taiwan. In regional news, the Bank of China has rolled over 1 trillion yuan in medium-term lending facilities on Monday, reducing the likelihood of a reserve requirement ratio cut. And the head of China's COVID task force has said that there would be no change in the country's zero-tolerance policy, just as Beijing imposed a fresh round of lockdowns. European equity markets are narrowly mixed 2 hours into the session. In European news, geopolitics is still in the headlines, with Ukraine warning of a high probability of Russian military escalation this winter. Tensions still remain on the Belarus-Poland border amid a build of migrants, which the EU blames Belarus for orchestrating. Russia said it is ready to help resolve the crisis. And elsewhere, UK Prime Minister Johnson's popularity has taken a hit as the uproar over the conduct of Conservative MPs continues to dominate headlines. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.